Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. Today we're joined by Laura from the United States, who takes LDN for SIBO and MCAS. Thank you for joining us today, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
So could you go back to the beginning when you first noticed symptoms, how long ago it was and what those symptoms were?
I had some brain fog and fatigue. And I had pain in my belly. And I'm sorry, you're going to have to start that again, I guess. I'm going to turn that off. Okay, it's off. Never get calls.
Okay.
So I wanted you to know that I originally, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
All right. Okay.
Take three.
Today we're joined by Laura from the United States, who takes LDN for SIBO and MCAS. Thank you for joining us, Laura.
Thank you.
So could you tell us the symptoms that you had years ago leading up to where you are today?
Well, I had pain in my belly. I had fatigue, and I had some long ago, before I had either the fatigue or the pain in my belly, or I have always had some allergies. And I guess as I got older, I started to get rosacea. And then I also had some, the dermatitis, where if you scratch, you sometimes get welts, or you would get hives. So I was increasingly getting hives for no reason, it seemed. Usually wherever I had something that was tight on my skin. But not always. And then I also had just a whole myriad of different problems. And I had originally been diagnosed with some fibromyalgia because I had these moving pains when I was in my 30s, I guess, late 30s, early 40s. And then eventually, as things seemed to progress a little bit more, I had undifferentiated connective tissue disease. So I went to a rheumatologist. And what I saw there is that at one point, it hadn't decided what it was going to be. So it was either going to become like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or something else. Or for some people, it just goes away. And so I was doing a lot of work on the internet, just looking around to see what, what happens if it goes away, right? And I came across some functional medicine, and it didn't list anybody in St. Louis. So I asked my rheumatologist if she had any names, and she gave me the name of a doctor. And I went to see him because I had started to read about mast cell activation syndrome, and because it was talked about tissues and I had undifferentiated tissue disease, I wanted to know whether that was connected somehow. And he was probably the only person in this area that knew about that. And he did tests. And the reason I bring all of that up is because a lot of the symptoms were similar for these different issues that you might have. and the itchy skin, the rosacea, the allergies, everything that sort of seemed to deal with when my body would be inflamed. Sometimes my nose would itch, if I had the wrong kind of wine, or the fatigue was getting worse, the brain fog had gotten worse. Then my belly started to hurt just last year. And I just thought, I wasn't sure if I was just getting older, or whether that was really something else. Yeah, those were a lot of the symptoms.
So, how many years had you had those symptoms before you found the doctor?
Well, I started with allergies when I was a child. I was always sick, first day of spring, last day of spring. But it had gotten worse in my 20s and then worse in my 30s and my 40s. It seemed like the older I got, the more symptoms I got. At one point, I guess maybe 10 years ago, I had candida. My father had always said that that he believed that your diet had a lot to do with how you feel. But so it was really only in the last year and a half to 2 years that it became increasingly on my mind what I was eating and what my body, how my body was behaving or reacting to it.
Okay, so what test did the doctor do to determine that you had MCAS?
He did, I guess, blood tests. He also had me do a breath test, and I'm really not sure which one determined the SIBO versus which one determined the
I
mast
think
cell activations.
the breath test is placebo because I've had that.
Okay. So it was blood tests.
Yeah, okay. So what was the treatment? What was the plan?
The treatment was to modify what I was eating, to take antihistamines. I didn't bring my paperwork with me. That would be helpful. To take the low dose naltrexone, and all of those things together, also with treating the SIBO with an antibiotic. I felt like a new person.
So when you started the LDN, did you get any introductory side effects?
No.
What dose did you start on?
I started on 1 milligram for like 4 or 5 days, and then 2 milligrams, and 3 milligrams, and 4 milligrams, and that's what I'm on is 4 milligrams daily. I think it's huge.
So before you started this treatment, and you found the doctor and got your diagnosis. Could you explain to us what a typical day for you would have been like? What did you have to cope with from when you got up to when you went to bed?
Well, when I woke up, I was very tired, because I hadn't probably slept very well overnight. Just fatigue. Some days were worse than others. Some days were less than, I also, in adjusting my, so I would have my breakfast, lunch, dinner, all those normal things, and my day would sometimes fluctuate. Some days I would be better, some days I wouldn't be. And I would spend, the afternoon on the couch. Or some days it was like the whole day. And that's really hard if you're working. Yeah, I didn't sleep very well. And I want to, say my mood also was not as good. And I want to say probably because I wasn't feeling well. Everything seemed to be really hard to do.
A struggle.
Yes, a struggle. I also know that so when I was having a good day, my arthritis wouldn't hurt, my rosacea would be down. I would just I'd feel well. And then on some days, I just wasn't well. And I had a hard time thinking, following directions, just trying to figure out what to do. And caffeine wasn't enough to help it.
So if you'd had to have scored your quality of life at that point on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
I mean, there's a lot worse things, but I want to say maybe 7-ish.
Well, that's
Because it was
pretty
very
good.
unpredictable.
And what about at your lowest, would you have said?
Oh, at my lowest? Oh, well, I'd say it'd be like a, I don't know, maybe a 5, 4 or 5. I'm just on the couch hanging out, That's not very good. It's not very fun. You
No.
don't get much done. It wasn't like I was in particular pain. It wasn't like I wasn't in the hospital. I wasn't, in a war zone. So, I mean, to put things into perspective, what I think a 1 or a 2 would be, I was not ever suicidal. I was never not like that. You know what I'm saying?
But if you can't function, then you really haven't got that good a quality of life, have you?
No, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So what would you say it is now?
Now, oh, I'd say it's a 9. The only thing that would make it a 10 would be is if I didn't have arthritis and some of those th things that come when you're 64, 65. But no, my brain seems to be functioning normally, and my energy level is what I see as normal, good. I'm much happier. I'm in a good mood, and I am, I think, I sleep much better, which is huge because when you don't sleep, you can't function. And that was all a part of it also.
And what would you say your holiday, your a typical day is like for you now?
Now, oh, I get up, I make coffee and wash the dishes and I go to work and I have work, It's all good. I go home and I have the energy to do the things I need to do at home, and then I sleep well. And so, no, I'm quite happy.
That
It's
sounds
improved my
ideal.
life a lot.
So the medication you're taking, does your insurance cover it, or do you have to pay out of pocket?
It does not cover it. I have to pay out of pocket.
And I would imagine it's different over here. H1 and H2 blockers are on prescription only. But over in the US, you can actually buy them over the counter, can't you? Which makes
Yes,
it a lot cheaper.
and I do take I take an H2 and an H1 blocker. I take Zyrtec, and I also take famotidine.
So, how long have you been taking the LDN?
I want to say probably not quite a year.
So that was good. So, when did you? I know you were taking a cocktail of things, and it's hard
Yes.
to say which is doing what, but how long did you take before you noticed the improvements like you have today?
I don't think it took very long. I can't remember. I don't know that I was paying so much attention to that. I was trying to do a lot of different things, from the diet and the antibiotic and all of that. I want to say it took a I, Yeah, no, I don't, I really can't, I don't remember. It was quite some time ago.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, your life seems to be pretty okay now, doesn't it?
It's wonderful now. If I could stay like this, I'd be extremely happy.
What would you have said to yourself 30 years ago if you could speak to
Oh.
yourself now? What would you say?
Oh, I would have said, I would have said, get rid of your stress, which I already knew at that time, but it wasn't possible. You know, there are some things you got to do. And I would have said, make sure you go to a gastroenterologist and get this figured out. You know, I had never heard of mast cell activation syndrome. And like I said, none of my doctors had ever mentioned anything like it. It makes sense to me that it happened. I'm pretty certain my dad had it. I had a lot of the same symptoms that he suffered from. I would say get yourself to a gastroenterologist and get tested because life can be a lot better. And you know, the combination of that medication and learning about histamines and the food and histamines and how everything can support itself. I have not gone off of the medication to have any idea whether it would how it would make me feel, but I really am not interested in doing it because it also does keep me, I want to say, positive. It gives me the energy. I had been on other medications that I'm also still on, but I didn't feel like this. Those other medications maybe took care of some symptoms, but it did not help me feel normal. Does that make sense?
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Well, thank you. I hope there was some value in something that I told you.
I'm Dr. Leonard Weinstock, a guy who's been prescribing LDN since 2005, and I've seen the wonders, and I keep on seeing them, especially in hard to diagnose conditions. They're not that hard to do, but once you know about mast cell activation syndrome, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, and Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, you'll find that 17% of your friends or relatives have one or more of these conditions, and you can help them. We're making a documentary to wake up the medical community, to educate the population, but we need funding. So please fund whatever you can afford, no matter how little. www.mcasfund.com. That's mcasfund.com.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.